Today, or rather from today, I thought of conducting this seminar in a little special way. I thought, say, for about half an hour, I'll discuss the seventh chapter, and then I will divide you all into different groups. And I'll expect you all to discuss among yourselves and bring out the essence of the seventh chapter from the discussion in the group. You like the idea? Okay. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, from seventh chapter begins the bhakti aspect. First six chapter gradually led to the bhakti. And how many of you remember the last verse of the previous chapter? How many I asked you to raise your hand, not just start reciting? Okay. So what is, now you can tell me, what's the verse? Dattatreya. Okay. What's the meaning of it? Atit?
Among all the yogis, the best one is one who thinks of me all the time with faith and with love.
Yeah, right. So, who is most in... What is the purpose of yoga? Purpose of yoga is to become united with Krishna. Now, what's the best way to become united with Krishna? Through love. And that love is bhakti. Bhakti, in pure and simple words, means love. When that love is for Krishna, it is called bhakti. When the love is expressed through service, it's called bhakti. Love and its expression is bhakti. It's not just I love you, you love me. It's not that, just some empty words. There must be some substance to substantiate. Okay, you love me, what are you going to do about me? You say that you love me, and who do you give your bank account? Sometimes Prabhupada used to say that. Like, some people used to come from Calcutta in Mayapur. And they wanted to surrender. Prabhupada's question used to be, and where do you do with your money? Oh, I gave my money to my children. So you gave your money to your children, and you have come here to become a burden. So that's not fair. I mean, if you really want to surrender, then surrender with wherever your heart is. Not just some empty, false, fake surrender. Because one thing we must remember, we can't cheat Krishna. Or we can't fool Krishna. He's sitting right in our hearts. And he's seeing. He knows us better than we do. He knows more than us what's going on inside us. With that understanding, we must approach Krishna. And that is the meaning, that is actually the meaning of gopis, Krishna stealing the clothes, the garments of the gopis. Krishna stole the garments of the gopis. What does it mean? That when we are approaching Krishna, we should be completely bare. Nothing to hide. And that is the surrender. So, and that is the meaning of bhakti. So, the seventh chapter is beginning with Maya Sri Bhagavan Ubacha Maya Shakta Manah Partha Jogan Junjan Joga Junjan Madashrayaha Jogang Junjan Madashrayaha Ashang Shayang Samakrang Man Jathagyasasi Tatshrinu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Now hear, O son of Pritha, How by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached in me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. So what's the simple meaning of this verse? Your mind fully attached to me. What does it mean? When does the mind become fully attached to somebody? When we have love for that person. It is due to our love that our mind becomes attracted to him, attached to him, and completely obsessed by him, obsessed with him. So what's the best way of knowing Krishna? By developing a love for Krishna. When we develop our love for Krishna, then our heart will be completely absorbed in his thoughts. When we fall in love with Krishna, then whatever we do, we simply would want to do it for him. That is what love is. And then only we'll get to know Krishna. What does it mean? We'll get to know Krishna. Krishna will reveal himself to us. What's the best way of knowing it, best way to know somebody? When the person comes and stands in front of us, then we get to know him. So getting to know Krishna means Krishna will come and reveal himself to us. And that will happen only when we develop our love for him. Then Krishna is saying, and Krishna is assuring Arjuna now, Gyanam tehaṁ sabhigyanam idaṁ bhakṣaṁ aśeṣataḥ jajgyatva neha bhūya annaj gyatavyam avaśiṣyate. So, bhakṣāmi, the word bhakṣāmi means, I will tell you. Gyanam tehaṁ sabhigyanam bhakṣāmi aham aśeṣataḥ. Aśeṣata means, the word aśeṣata means in full, incomplete. Aśeṣata, endlessly. Incomplete, in totality. And this is vijñāna samannitam, sa vijñānam. Vijñān means knowledge and realized knowledge. Jñānam means knowledge. And realized knowledge is vijnanam. Intellectual perception of intellectually knowing something is jnanam. And realizing something completely is vijnanam. So Krishna is not talking about jnanam about him. He is talking about savijnanam. Jnanam te aham savijnanam idam bhakshami aham aśeṣata. I will, in perfect completeness, I will tell you about the realization about myself in totality. And jajgatya neha bhuya annaj gyatavyam avashishyate. And when you get to know that, then there nothing will be left to know. Nothing will be left to understand. So that is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. So Krishna is assuring Arjuna, reassuring Arjuna. But then Krishna is pointing out, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhanam kaschin mang vetti tattata. Not that everybody wants to aspire for spiritual life, spiritual perfection. And those who aspire for spiritual perfection rarely one or two achieve perfection. And out of those perfected ones, it's very rare to find one who knows me. So in one hand, Krishna is telling, I will give you that knowledge. But in the next verse, Krishna is telling that how rare this knowledge actually is. Then Krishna is imparting the knowledge. See, this one verse is actually very, very important to understand the spiritual, the transcendental reality. Transcend means what? Transcend means going across. So at some point we have to go across this material nature. Staying on the material nature, being obsessed with the material nature, will never be able to understand the spiritual reality. We have to transcend this platform to go into that platform. So Krishna is making that transition here. Bhumir apo analo vayu khang mano buddhi devacha ahankara ityang me bhinna prakriti ashtadha. This material nature is comprised of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego. How many did you get?
Eight.
So this material nature is composed of these eight elements. But then Krishna is pointing out, aparaya mitastannam. This material nature composed of these eight elements is apara, is inferior. But beyond this inferior material nature, there is a superior nature of mind. And jiva bhutang mahabaho jajedam dharjate jagat. And the living entities, the jiva bhutang, who are sustaining this material nature, who are exploiting this material nature, they come from there. So you see this point? Yesterday I mentioned about that in relation to Sankha. In Sankha, what is happening? In Sankha philosophy, you analyze the whole material nature. But then, what is the purpose of this analysis? The purpose of analyzing the entire material nature is to transcend the material nature and come to the spiritual reality. So here Krishna is actually making us transcend the material nature. This material nature consisting of these eight elements is not everything. Beyond this, there is a superior spiritual reality. And we all have come from there. We are not a product of this material nature. Now, unfortunately, modern science cannot accept that. They have concluded that living entities are a product of chemical combination. Therefore, they'll always remain in this endless darkness, eternal darkness. They'll never be able to come to the right conclusion. They'll never be able to have the proper understanding, right understanding. Etat jonini bhutani sarvaniti upadharaya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralayastata. All created beings have their source in two in these two natures. Everything has their source and origin in these two natures, material and spiritual. Of all that is material and all that is spiritual in this world, know for certain that I am both the origin and the dissolution. Prabhava pralayastatha. I am the Prabhava, I am the origin, and I am pralaya. I am the cause of destruction. Of course, that concept of destruction doesn't apply in the spiritual reality because that reality is eternal. So there is no consideration of destruction of that nature. So, see how systematically Krishna is now giving us this knowledge step by step. First is, we are in the material nature. What's this material nature? Consisting of the eight elements. But beyond this material nature, there is a spiritual reality. And we all came from the spiritual reality. We all are spiritual beings. And we are sustaining this material nature. We are exploiting this material nature. We are experiencing this material nature. We are experiencing. Material nature is relative to our perception. If there is no one to perceive this, if there is no one here, will the material nature exist or not? It will exist, but it will exist in unmanifest, not manifest. So what is causing this material nature to manifest? The appearance of the living entities in this nature. And then Krishna is pointing out that of both this material and spiritual nature, he is the origin and he is the cause of destruction. That means everything is maintained and everything is sustained by him. Then he is saying, matta parataraṁ nānat, kinchi rasti dhananjayaha, mai sarvamidaṁ protam sutre maniganāyiva. There is no one superior to me. Krishna is broadcasting. So should he believe in Krishna? Is there anyone superior to Krishna? So that is the identity of Krishna. Ekam eva aditya. One without a second. One without a second. Supreme. Param. The expression param indicates that no one is equal to him and no one is superior to him. So he is making that point here. Matta parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. Sometimes people may say, oh, you are Hare Krishna, that's why you say Krishna is the greatest. It's not our words, it's Krishna's words. And all the great saintly personalities, all the exalted souls in India, greatest spiritual personalities have accepted Bhagavad Gita as the authority. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying no one is superior to him. So should he accept it? Yes. Matta parataraṁ nānat kinchit asti dhananjaya. Mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. So everything is sustained by me, just as the thread is holding all the jewels that in a necklace. In a, what do you call it? Necklace, yeah? Okay. Rasoham, then Krishna is pointing out that how we have to see him in everything. Krishna, everything is being sustained by Krishna. How everything is being sustained by Krishna? How Krishna is present in everything? Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasme shashi surjayo pranava sarva vedeshu khe purushan rishu. So Krishna is telling that, O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras, I am the sound in ether and ability in man. Punna gandha prithivyamcha tejaschashmi vibhavaso jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapaschashmi tapasishu. I am the original fragrance of the earth. I am the heat in fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penances of all ascetics. Bijang mang sarvabhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam buddhir buddhi buddhi matamashmi tejas tejasya namaham. O son of Pritha, know that I am the original seed of all existence, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men. Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatas, Arjuna. Je chaiva sattika bhava rajasas tamasascha je matta eveti tannidvi na tvaham teshu te mai. Know that all states of being, be they of goodness, passion or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am, in one sense, everything. But I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. Trivir gunamoir bhavoir evi sarvamidang jagat mohitang nabhi janati mamebhya paramabhayam. Deluded by the three modes of nature, the whole world does not know me. Who am above the modes of who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya durattaya. Mame vaja prapadante maya metang anarantite. The divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Naman duskriti namura prapadante naradhama mayaya aparhita jnana asurang bhavamasita. Four kind of people will never surrender to Krishna. Although Krishna is the supreme, Krishna is the most merciful, shelter of everyone. But still there are some people who will never surrender unto him. Who are those? Dushritina. Those who are the miscreants. And they fall in, there are four categories of them. Mudha, a fool. Mudha. Namang Dushkritina Mudha. And Naradhama. Nara Adhama. They look like human beings, but they are not human beings. Naradhama. And Mayaya Aparhita Jnana, whose knowledge have been stolen by Maya, and Asurang Bhava Mahashrita, those who are demoniac by nature. Chaturvidha Bhajante Mang Jana Sukritina Arjuna, Artha Jiggasur Arthartti Jnani Cha Bharatarshava. And four kind of people who surrender, who are they? Some people in distress, they surrender unto him. Those who are in need of money, they may surrender unto Krishna. Then those who are inquisitive about the spiritual reality, they surrender unto him. And those who are situated in proper knowledge, they surrender unto him. So these four kinds, they are sukritina. The word sukritina has been translated by Srila Prabhupada, those who are pious. Tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir visheshyate priyo hi jnaninartha at aham sacha mama priyaha. Of those, the one who is in full knowledge, one who is always engaged in pure devotional service, is the best. Of all these people, those who surrender unto Krishna, one who is in full knowledge and who is always engaged in pure devotional service. Now, what is the meaning of full knowledge? Full knowledge is very simple knowledge. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are His eternal servant. This is the full knowledge. Full knowledge doesn't mean that we have to have, you know, vast intellectual ability. Full knowledge is very simple. When the sun comes up, is it very difficult to see everything? No. With the light of the sun, we see everything. So similarly, with this understanding, everything becomes perfectly understood. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are His servant. And then what happens? Then eko bhaktir visheshyate. Then one becomes engaged in pure devotional service. So who can become a pure devotee of Krishna? Who recognizes his identity as his eternal servant? So he is and he is very, very dear to Krishna. Sometimes people make a mistake thinking, oh, we have to become very learned in order to become dear to Krishna. Because Krishna is saying, of those, one who is in full knowledge. So we have to become jnani. No, we don't have to become jnani. Rather, we simply have to understand a very simple point that we are eternal servants of Krishna and become engaged in His devotional service. Then we'll become perfectly situated and we'll become very dear to Krishna. Udara sarva eveti Jnani tamaiva me matam, jnani tatmaiva me matam, asthita sahi yuktatma, shamevana no tamangatim. All these devotees, now Krishna is now making this point, of all these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in knowledge of me, I consider to be just like me, just like my own self. Atmaiva, being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me the highest and most perfect goal. Bahunang janmanam ante Gyanavan Mangsapatate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudullabha. So what's the ultimate perfection of knowledge? Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Vasudev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, and He is everything. He is the source of everything. He is the maintainer of everything. And He is the shelter of everything. After many, many births and deaths, He who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto Me, knowing Me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very, very rare. However, kamai stoistai ritagyana prapadante anna devata tang tang niyamam asthaya prakritya niyatasaya. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. So, when somebody worships other demigods, kamai stoistai ritagyana, whose knowledge has been stolen by lust. Lust, what is the meaning of lust? Lust simply means the desire to enjoy this material nature. When we have the desire to enjoy the material nature, then our knowledge will be stolen. Ritagyana. And what we'll do then? We will take shelter of someone other than Krishna. Someone other than Krishna. Annadevata. Annadevata, that doesn't mean just the demigods. Even others. Your boss. You're taking shelter of him. Your political leader. Taking shelter of him. So, all these, when do we take shelter of others than Krishna? Only when our knowledge has been stolen by lust. And those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. Jo jo jandam tanu. At least those days they used to surrender to demigods. Nowadays they don't even surrender to demigods. They surrender to all, as I said. And they surrender to their boss. They surrender to the movie stars. They surrender to the politicians. They surrender to everybody else. Why? Because the intelligence has been stolen by lust. They think that by worshipping them, they will get their desires fulfilled. Jo jo jang jang tanung bhakta shraddhaya chitamat icchati tasya tasya chalang shraddhan tameva vidadhamyaham. I am in everyone's heart as a super soul. As soon as one desires to worship some demigod, I make his faith steady so that he can devote himself to that particular deity. Sataya shraddhaya yuktas tasya radhanam ihate labhate cha tata kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan. Endowed with such a faith, he endeavors to worship a particular demigod and obtains his desires. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone. Antavanta phalang teshan tad bhavati alpamedhasham devan deva jajo janti mad bhakta janti mamapi. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Abhyaktang bhakti mapanya mannate mam abuddhaya param bhavam ajananta mamam abhayam anuttamam. Unintelligent men who do not know me perfectly think that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, was impersonal before and have now assumed this personality. Due to their small knowledge, they do not know my higher nature, which is imperishable and supreme. Nahang prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabritaha murayang navi janati lokamam ajamabhayam. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency, and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Vedahang samatittani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mang tu vedana kashchana. O Arjun, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past and all that is happening in the present and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me, no one knows. Krishna knows everything, Krishna knows everybody, but nobody knows Krishna. Icha dvesha samuttena danda mohena bharata sarvabhutani sammohan sarge janti parantapa. O Sian of Bharat, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. Jeshang tantagatang papam jananang punna karmanam te dandamoho nirmukta bhajante maan drihabrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated are freed from the dualities of delusion and they engage themselves in my service with determination. Jara marana mokshaya mama shritta jatanti je te brahma tad vidu krishnats tad dhatman karma chakhilam. Intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about transcendental activities. Sadhi bhuta adhi daivam ma sadhi bhuta adhi daivam mang sadhi jaggam cha ye vidu prayana kale pi cha mang te vidur yukta chetasaha. Those in full consciousness of me, who know me, the Supreme Lord, to be the governing principle of the material manifestation of the demigods and of all methods of sacrifice, can understand and know me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even at the time of death. Even at the time of death. That means even though they may not have understood him before, but at the time of death he'll positively understand Krishna. Why? Because Krishna will come to him. Okay, so what I'll do now, I will divide you into five groups. Let's see how many are there. So 9 in each group maybe? Those who are elderly, maybe they don't need to. Because, like, who wants to participate? Actively participate. Please raise your hand. Yeah. Okay. One group, maybe one group can come this side. Let's see, 9 of you. 9, 1, 2, 3. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Two more. Eight, nine. Okay, one group. And how many other girls are there? Those who want to participate? Just sit, come there. How many? Raise your hands. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six. Five, six. Okay, one of you from this group can go to them. Kasturi Manjari, you don't want to participate? Sharanagati, you don't want to participate? Then go into that. Go into that group. One. Anyway, so these two can be two ladies' groups. And the men's group, let's see how many. Okay, nine of you come this side. And other nine go on that side. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.